Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guests today are we have a couple of Green County High School student council members here to join us to talk to us about a lot of their happenings that they've got planned here for not only this month of February, but for the upcoming spring season as well. And Mrs. Deb Marcourt joining us as well to talk to us specifically about Black History Month and how that's being supported through education. So, first of all, we'll introduce Olivia Shannon and Alexa Peters, who are joining us from Student Council. First of all here, Olivia, can you tell us a little bit about the special times that you're having during the Fridays of this month of February?
Yeah, so this February, we are doing a dress-up day just to bring some excitement to the month. This Friday is Valentine's Day, and we sold Valentine's at lunch. And then next Friday is Hawaiian Day, and we're going to be selling popsicles. And the last Friday will be pajama day, and we're going to have donuts and coffee. And for each Friday, there will be a photo backdrop, and there will be prizes that will be given out.
Alexa, that's great that Student Council is stepping up and trying to create some positivity, because people need that in their lives, especially with the pandemic still hanging over our heads. But as you're selling some of these items that Olivia was just talking about, what do you do with these proceeds once you get some items sold to your students?
All of our money goes to scholarship funds mainly, or student council activities, just the funding of those.
I also hear that you did something special for staff here recently as well.
Yes, we had a staff treat cart, and they could order a Dunkers by Matt donut or banana muffin, just some fun little treats.
Olivia, we'll turn our attention back over to you. You got some plans coming up for the spring season that you would hopefully like to see come to fruition. Tell us about some of those plans.
In March, we are hoping to do a dodgeball tournament. There will be an entry fee of a donation of food for the food pantry, and each team will have a $50 fee, and we're hoping to get sponsors from the community for that. So we're hoping to do that before spring break.
If businesses that are hearing this message would like to help contribute to that, do they just contact the high school here? Do they contact student council members?
You can contact either Miss Gray or Miss Marcourt at the high school, or if you know a student council member, you could talk to them.
Well, and you also have something that's unique possibly going to happen here with homecoming.
Yes, we are hoping to do some type of spring homecoming, because this past in the fall, we didn't get to have a real homecoming and do many of the activities we used to. So there's been talk about maybe trying to do a spring homecoming to do some of those fun activities.
All right. So, Alexa, this month is also Black History Month. Can you tell us a little bit about what Student Council is doing to kind of support that endeavor?
Yes, we are doing posters, a display on the wall by the bathrooms, just of people in the past that have created history, and we're sending out a video to all of the advisories to watch.
So, Alexa, what are you hoping after the advisory classes happen to watch the video? What are you hoping to have them do after that?
We're hoping to inspire some discussion between them, because there's not many conversations that go really into detail about that type of stuff. So,
now, next month is also Women's History Month. Can you tell us about any plans or ideas that Student Council would like to see happen there?
Yes, we are thinking about another display or a different type of display of awareness, where we could put a box in. You could write about a woman in your life that has inspired you, or a woman you've heard about in the past that has inspired you. Write a few sentences about them, and we could just put it on the wall, display it.
Now, Mrs. Marcourt, we'll turn our attention over to you. Obviously, Alexa did a great job of telling us what Student Council is doing for Black History Month, but what are you hoping to be able to instill in people's education as you go through the month here of February?
A lot of my classes are geared for discussion, because I teach a lot of the college psychology classes and teach a leadership and ethics class. So last spring, summer, when all of this turmoil was happening in our world, one of the news stations I was watching kind of said something that stuck with me, that said we don't probably do enough in our schools to educate kids about the history of the things that usually kind of rise up and create the turmoil, like Black History Month. And that was a moment that I thought, you're right, I don't do enough of that as an educator. So As the month kind of came upon us, I reached out to my faculty at the middle school and high school and just kind of threw it out as a challenge. As we prepare lesson plans for the month of February, can we find time in all of our classes, whether it's an elective class, a core class, to just share some of the history and some of the leaders and what they've done for our country so kids develop a better understanding. From better understanding, we always know sometimes we have better perspectives then, rather than bringing in some ideas that we're not sure of or that are biased. And I kind of left a message with the faculty saying, if we don't do it, then who will? And I think that's really what we need to do as educators. Just find simple conversations. Doesn't have to be detailed, but we got to start it. And hopefully from this year, then it would continue and we'd start to create more things.
I see it as being a particularly, like you using a word that you said, challenge, because especially at the high school level, I mean, you see a lot more of that discussion type period happening at the college level because it's college. High school, a little more restrictive, maybe not so much able to open up and have those discussions. You feel that's an important thing to try and instill here in Greene County, because granted, Greene County is majority white. There's not a lot of ethnic cultures here in Greene County.
Right, and we've talked about that. And the first conversation I had, I showed a video to my leadership class the beginning of February that just kind of gave the history of it. Like when it became a month that we started to acknowledge was during the Gerald Ford presidency in the 1970s. And just as we watched that and then just kind of hesitated after the video and asked for some of their thoughts, some of their input. It took a while, but sharing some of those perspectives, I thought, was a struggle, which reaffirmed to me that we just need to make them more comfortable. We need to make conversations more comfortable about those kind of topics. And you said it, in college, they get all of these opportunities to talk about all of the issues, and we have to acclimate our kids, especially our upper-level kids, to that kind of an environment, so they go off into all the different places they go. They're not harboring just the very rural, non-diverse thinking, which is okay when you're raised that way, that's okay. But the opportunity is there to learn more when you go off somewhere else. But we got to help them. We got to acclimate them to that, I think.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program. Again, here with Alexa Peters and Olivia Shannon, along with Deb Marquardt with Greene County High School. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.